Hey, listen to this shit. That's a baby carrot, baby. This is Chris Johnson, and my ass is eating healthy before a podcast. Baby carrots and hummus. Pine nut hummus. Pine nut hummus is my favorite hummus. It's the only kind of hummus I buy. Maybe I like other hummus? I don't know. I remember liking original hummus, but how the fuck can you go back to original hummus when pine nut hummus exists? I'm in one of those modes where, like, I'm just fucking, like, pounding food. I'm a bottomless pit. I had my fucking 30K over the weekend. It was, like, 18.6 miles or whatever the fuck. I've just been eating nonstop since then. But I figure if I'm eating, like, carrots and hummus, like, I'm good. When I worked at the radio station, pseudo-famous people would come in all the time. And I say pseudo-famous because I don't really, like, acknowledge anybody else's fame. Fame is subjective, really. You're only famous if somebody knows who the fuck you are. Like, who's the most famous person in the world? Or in America, I don't know about the fucking world. But, like Taylor Swift is popular. Like, she's doing that fucking concert that everybody's going apeshit about. I couldn't give a fuck less about Taylor Swift. And if Taylor Swift walked into the room and met my fucking grandma, grandma would know who the fuck she was. Taylor Swift ain't gonna be fucking famous to grandma. Grandma's gonna be like, who's this asshole? So it all depends. I don't know who grandma would get excited about seeing, aside from me. But people would get really excited when, like, bands or politicians or people from the fucking news or sports teams or athletes or whatever the fuck, when they would come into the station, people would get excited about it. They get really jacked up about it. And that always pissed me off. Like, motherfucker, who cares that the fucking Bills head coach is next door? Who gives a shit that Rex Ryan's here? Who fucking cares? You gotta fucking gather outside the window like we're at a fucking zoo? He's not an exhibit, for Christ's sake. He's a human being. So I never met any of these people. I never talked to any of these people. I didn't get pictures with any of them. I didn't give a fuck. Unless you came into the room that I was in, I would not speak to you. Although, now that I think of it, I did get my picture taken with, I don't even remember her fucking name. Like, somebody local who won the gold medal in, I don't even remember what, like, rowing or something? But, like, the guy with me got his picture taken with her, and I was like, eh, fuck it. You're in the room. You seem excited about it. You seem jacked up about it. Let's take a picture together. And it was awkward looking, which is kind of what I liked about it. But aside from that, like, I don't give a shit. Like, I didn't care about her either. I don't know who the fuck she was. Hey, you want a gold medal? Great. Side note, those fucking gold medals are fucking heavy. I was stunned by how fucking heavy that goddamn thing was. And I remember working with my buddy Chops, and he was like, you mean to tell me, like, you wouldn't get excited, like, if anybody came in here? Because he witnessed this shit, so he knew it wasn't bullshit. So he started, like, throwing out, like, names of people that I like, or of, like, bands that I like, that I'm really into. Like, Alkaline Trio. He's like, you mean to tell me if Alkaline Trio wasn't here, you wouldn't go fucking talk to him? I would not go talk to him. What am I gonna say to him? Like, what do I have in common with them? Like, I actually might have something in common with them. We might actually get along really well. But the thing is, like, we don't actually, like, know who each other is. Like, to them, I'm just some asshole who listens to their music. And for me, like, I just know a ton of shit about them without them ever having met me. So it's a weird dynamic. And I don't want to just be a part of any weird fucking dynamic. And he's like, and his horse shit. Like, if they were here, you'd fucking talk to him. I'm like, bro, I promise you. I promise you I wouldn't do it. And finally, after all these fucking years, I got to put that into practice. Like, something came up where I was like, holy shit, there's an opportunity here. Let's see how I fucking handle this. Let's see who's right, me or Chops. And for all I know, Chops was involved in this shit because that motherfucker left this fucking world in 2019. Maybe he's organizing this shit. He's finally, like, testing me from up above. So I went to go see Brendan Kelly the other day because I fucking love Brendan Kelly. Brendan Kelly's a fucking man. Brendan Kelly's in the Lawrence Arms. I fucking love that band. One of my favorite bands. He's also in the Falcon and the Wandering Birds, any of that shit. He's fucking awesome. I love that guy. That motherfucker will respond to your tweets. Like, I fucking interacted with him on Twitter a couple times. I've been to his shows and shit. But I still contend that, like, if I was face-to-face with a guy, I'm not gonna fucking talk to him. It doesn't have anything to do with him. Like, I love these people. But, like, I just, like, I don't want that weird interaction. I don't want a weird interaction with a fucking band or an artist that I fucking love. And then I'm gonna just remember that. Like, hey, I'm listening to this guy's music. I fucking love it. Hey, remember the time I was a fucking jackass and I threw up all over myself in some fucking weird interaction with him? I don't need that on my fucking mind. He was playing at the Bug Jar in Rochester. And the Bug Jar is an awesome fucking room. You know, it's a scuzzy, scumbag, you know, punkish bands come through there. So I parked right across the street from this place. And, like, I'm getting out of my car. I'm parking, paying for parking with an app, which was fucking weird. And I just see him. He was just fucking sitting across the street. One of the openers was playing. It's so fucking loud, you can hear him from across the road. And I can fucking pick out fucking Brendan Kelly from anywhere. He wears this really specific, like, yellow hat. And I was like, dude, this fucking Brendan Kelly just chilling in the middle of the fucking street. I'm going to walk by this motherfucker when I walk into the Bug Jar. Let's see what fucking happens. Am I going to be true to myself and not fucking talk to this guy? And I thought about Chops immediately. I'm like, Chops, it's going down. Let's see what fucking happens here. I had a Lawrence Arms shirt on too. So if he sees me wearing that shirt, he fucking knows that I know who the fuck he is. You're not gonna fucking be wearing a Lawrence Arms shirt if you don't know who the fucking Lawrence Arms are. They don't fucking sell this shit at fucking Target. Like, you're going to them to buy this shit. So I got a Lawrence Arms shirt on. And I'm fucking walking to the bug jar, and Beaks is just fucking, he's just like sitting on the sidewalk. He's just sitting on like a fucking stoop. And I'm walking up, and he's just like dicking around on his phone. And he fucking looks up, and he fucking looks at my shirt, looks at me. And I fucking looked at him, and I just raised my fist to him, and I fucking pumped it. And he gave me the fucking devil horns. And I walked by, neither of us said a fucking word. You know how fucking awesome an interaction is? Now I can think back forever, like, hey, I saw that motherfucker on the street. I gave him the pump, he gave him the fucking horns. It was fucking great. And I went in, and I watched him fucking perform. It was fucking sensational. See, Chops, Chris Johnson wins. You think I fucking forgot this conversation we had fucking 11, 12 years ago? I have not. I do not talk to my heroes, although he's not really my hero. He's just a man. He's just a guy whose catalog of music I listen to over and over again. The show is fucking great, by the way. Go see him. And if you're not like me, maybe you can talk to him. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. And Podbean, which is the host of the cast, every goddamn episode is there. I'm also on Twitter, it's @JohnsonHatesYou. Instagram, it may be the number 5 minutes. And this podcast will be right in my Facebook timeline, so you can catch it there.